This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us in real life. You can't call into these shows over the next 5 days because we're going to be at Rogers Campground at ForkFest, the 2019 editions, the third year. We got people showing up. There's more people coming by now. Actually, the sun is out. We took a quick break, did a little warm up in the sun, and I started to actually get warm. Like, I was like, I should take these clothes off, but not yet, because it's still a little chilly under the tent, actually.
Take it off.
That'll be during the big gay dance party, Rich. You're gonna have to wait.
Okay.
So, that's going to be fun. That's going to be Monday evening. If you're coming up here, you definitely don't want to miss that. The guys from AnyPay.Global are going to be setting up a geodesic dome that they purchased for the purpose of coming here. And they're going to be doing, like, basically raves every single night, from what I understand.
Raving mad.
They are, and they're wonderful. We love those guys. I'm looking forward to having them on the air with us when we get the chance. Rich Paul with us, Ian Vincent, as we are here out at Rogers Campground. Go to ForkFest.party if you want to learn more about the event. That is definitely not too late to come to, as today is just day one of five. And then, of course, after this, the Porcupine Freedom Festival follows it. So if you want to do a double up and, you know, do both events, just remember, the Porcupine Freedom Festival you have to have a ticket for, whereas ForkFest, there's no tickets. There's nobody in charge. You just show up, get your campsite from the campground, and set your tent up or go into the motel or whatever you want to do. Bring your RV. We just met a longtime listener, Joe, who is a big Dash fan. Maybe we'll get him on to talk about what's going on with Dash. Yeah. But they're here. They brought their RV up.
Richard Stallman likes to make the point that free software is free as in speech, not free as in beer. Well, the nice thing about ForkFest is it's free as in speech and free as in beer.
Well,
you gotta pay the butt campsite.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's buying the beer. In this case, I think it was Vincent who purchased your drinks for you earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's free to come and buy the drinks.
That's true. So we're talking about John McAfee, who is always entertaining. He's always, you know, doing something ridiculous and hilarious. And his most recent press coverage is coming from CCN.com, where he is claiming that the U.S. Department of Justice is compiling a bogus case against him for money laundering, racketeering, and murder. And he says that if they continue to come after him, he's going to dump information about the government that he's been collecting. He says he's going to start by naming names and specifics, including a corrupt CIA agent and two Bahamian officials. And then he said further, if I'm arrested or disappear, 31-plus terabytes of incriminating data will be released to the press.
Wow.
That's a lot of paperwork. If it's like, you know, like documents.
Yeah, well, where did he get it from is what I want to know.
And you know, what's if some of it's like that big, what's he been doing with it?
He's
like, I wanted to ask, so like, Ian, if let's say you had the knowledge that, say, like a prominent politician in Keene was corrupt, was taking bribes, would you keep it to use, you know, as maybe not blackmail, but as like ammunition for to defend yourself?
It depends.
Would you immediately go on the air and expose them?
It depends.
Oh, it's relative. That's a
strategic question. I make no bones about being a news personality or, you know, I describe myself as an activist. And so, like, you know what you're getting with me. You're not getting unbiased coverage so much as you're getting a view from a point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I give.
Well, it's good to be honest about that. I
mean, it is.
According to the story, months ago, McAfee dared the IRS to come after him. So according to CCN.com, it's hard to make sense of McAfee's incoherent tweets, but basically he warned the U.S. government that he'll fight back if they keep pursuing him. If it's true that federal agents are trying to hunt McAfee down, it's presumably because he admitted that he hasn't paid taxes for almost a decade. This is another tweet from McAfee from January. He said, Quote, we declared our independence from Britain and fought a bloody war to escape burdensome taxes. Yet here we are, less than 250 years later, being burdened by income taxes that are more crushing than anything the British dreamed of.
Hear, hear.
Free yourselves. I totally agree. And we've said for years, some of us here on Free Talk Live, including me, that I haven't paid taxes in many years. And that was before I became a minister. You know, I'm a minister now, and certainly, people who are in churches shouldn't be paying taxes. But prior to that, back when I was not, calling myself or being a minister, I still didn't pay taxes as of, I think, 2004. And that's because, I don't want to support murder, and I don't want to support war, and I don't want to support imprisoning peaceful people, and I don't support the agencies that do those sorts of things. And that's the federal government and the state governments as well. If I could avoid them, I would as well.
Well, when you say you don't pay taxes, does that mean, like, if you're having a meal?
It means I don't
you,
pay.
You don't
it means
give
I don't
money?
Pay the income. Tax, okay, because that's the one. You can't avoid the sales tax. You can't avoid the meals tax. There's certain taxes you just can't avoid. Generally, if you want to have, if you don't want to live out in a cabin in the woods in the middle of nowhere, then to some extent you're going to be paying, whether it's gas tax, whether it's a cell phone tax, or whatever. Obviously, they're going to get you everywhere they can.
Well, agorism is the way to evade income taxes. Buy on the informal market
as much as you can, for sure.
Well, McAfee gives, I don't know if it's in this article or another one, he gives a list of reasons of why he doesn't pay.
I believe there is a list coming up here. CCN reported in January, McAfee confessed in a stunning tweet storm that he hasn't filed a tax return in 8 years. Why? Because he explained, and then he gives 5 points, taxation is illegal. He says, I paid tens of millions already and received nothing in services. I'm done making money. I live off cash from McAfee Incorporated, and my net income is negative.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, if he doesn't have any income, then he doesn't. And that's what I was going to ask, is in the only thing that he could owe is capital gains, and that's only if nobody's paying capital gains on their crypto that I know of. I certainly haven't.
Well, that's
I don't
the thing.
Pay income tax
he,
either.
He is saying here that he didn't file a tax return. And generally the government is going... The
you don't have to file a tax return in a year in which you earned no income.
Are you
Has
sure
he
about
a
that?
Job?
Is that tax advice? Are you a tax attorney?
I'm not a tax attorney, but I am certainly certain. I mean, children are not required to file tax returns. Why? Because they don't earn any money. Even though things are given to them, they don't earn any money. They don't have to.
I suspect the IRS would agree with you on children because they are probably exempted by some statute. But I think that the IRS would argue that you have to file a return every single year.
I worked as a child since I was 15, and they would withhold income tax, and would give me W-9 forms.
Did you know that Alexander the Great was 15 when he took over an army and led it across, from
Well, good for him. You know, if there's an army around here that I could take control of, just point it to me, Rich, please.
No. I'm not. I'm just saying 15 is hardly a child.
I'm saying legally, right? Legally a child. That's what we're talking about.
What you're
about.
Saying doesn't contradict what Rich said. Rich said that if you're a child and you're not working, then you don't have to pay taxes.
Oh, yeah, it's because you don't make enough, I believe. That was the
But I think that at some point... The government believes that you just need to file paperwork with them no matter what you're doing. That's why they have.
You may be right.
That's why they have a charge called failure to file.
Right. Well, generally, it's a failure. I think failure to file, though, requires that you earned $600.
If only Melanie were here, she would know. Our Monday night co-host is a tax
I'm almost certain that you don't need to file if you have no income, though.
Well, an income is a legal term, anyway. If you look up income, it's a legal, it's in the world of legal land, all these words have very specific definitions. And, income is something that is very specifically defined by the federal government. I don't have its definition.
I'll tell you how it starts. It starts with a circularity. Income is defined as any income from any source derived. I don't remember the rest of it. But
so it's self-defined.
Exactly. It's a circular definition, which is meaningless.
Yes, it is.
They're not going to tell you what income means.
Exactly. Look, I don't care what their definitions say, honestly. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is they're a violent criminal enterprise, and it's a moral objection, first and foremost.
Well, what matters to me is, as a stoner, they declared war on me in 1972, and I just think it's the height of chutzpah to expect me to pay taxes to a government that is actively trying to hunt me down and make war on me.
Right. Why would you want to fund the war against you?
What,
I would be literally waging war against myself, and that's what I'm going to say if they ever sue me for tax evasion.
We got more coming up here.
Pay you for being at war with
me. This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may join us here in real life only if you come to ForkFest at ForkFest 2019 at the beautiful Rogers Campground on a, what is mostly a chilly day. We did have a bit of sunlight there for a moment. The wind is kicking up now. And some days up here, it's super warm, super hot, and then it can get a little chilly, especially at nighttime. So definitely either way, bring some warm clothes up here to Rogers Campground for this event. Ian, Rich, Paul, and Vincent in our remote studio outdoors on the campground here at RV Site 59. By the way, I want to tell you about My Magic Mud. This is an amazing product that is black tooth powder. That's right. It is completely black. It's made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay, but yet it's clinically proven to whiten teeth. Now, it was here at this very campground years ago where we met the creators of My Magic Mud, Jessica Armand and her husband Justin. And they were selling this back when they were making the product in their house. They have, they're libertarians. They're people who love liberty. And it was actually this campground, the Liberty Camping event known as the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where they kind of got their roots put down into the liberty community. They were early advertisers with Free Talk Live. And now they're a much larger company. They employ, I don't know how many people, but it's a factory of people, and they're sending their product out to big places like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. You can get My Magic Mud at those places now, including most health food stores as well. It's a great product, and I use their toothpaste, actually. I brought it with me here to the campground. And you can get yours. It's not just toothpaste. That's actually one of their newer products. It was their powder that was what started it all. You can go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL20. That's 20% off at MyMagicMud.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL20 to get that discount. We've been talking about John McAfee here, and we're going to continue because he's always got something interesting to say. Whatever it is you feel about John McAfee, he's always got something entertaining to say and something that he's doing that is worth following. And now he's saying to the federal government in the United States, back off, or else I'm going to release 31 terabytes of data that he claims that he's been collecting over the years.
Hey, John, they've already killed millions of people. Just if you got something that'll get rid of them, get it out there as quick as you can before they kill you.
Well, he's saying that if they do kill him, that's definitely when...
Well,
like,
the thing
dead
is,
man switch.
Maybe that will work and maybe it won't. If you dump it to the newspapers today, it will.
The thing with John McAfee, though, is you never really know what to believe when he's saying things.
And yeah, I don't. What I say is also to some extent a challenge.
Sometimes he's just trolling. Sometimes he's just BSing or whatever. And I remember it was like a year ago. I think it was last summer that he announced that he was going to have I forget the name of it, but it was basically going to be McAfee Bucks, where he'd come up with his own paper currency that he was going to offer, and it was backed by an hour of his time. So, or maybe it was a minute of his time.
Yeah, we've had, that's called a time exchange. It's been tried in history.
Sure, but it never actually came out. So, right. So he made this big to-do about announcing these McAfee Bucks, and I think it was maybe a minute of his time, but anyway, so he collected 60 of them or whatever, you could get an hour with John McAfee. And so he had, they looked pretty, he'd hired a graphic designer to make the, some graphics to show what these things were going to look like. And the claim was that if you wanted to redeem these notes, you had to come to Mexico, where McAfee was living at the time. So you had to come to him, and there was a redemption center that he claims he was going to set up in Mexico, and you had to come to the redemption center, and then
this
they
sounds
would schedule
like an elaborate joke. But
oh yeah, I mean it basically was. I mean, but he was acting like it was serious, like he was promoting this as though it was something that was actually going to happen.
Well, maybe he wanted to see if it was going to take off, and then it didn't. I've floated lots of ideas that, I'd like to try this. And if nobody is interested or that interest isn't expressed,
you put it aside. Sure.
Like, resources that'll allow me to proceed, then I'm not going to do it.
And I guess, you know, you're right. And maybe he's just floating ideas publicly and getting people excited about things that never end up coming to fruition.
Well, it sounds like he put some interest into it. And I mean, obviously he lost some money on it.
Now he's promoting another McAfee cryptocurrency. So this wasn't going to be a crypto. It was just going to be, you know, hours of his time in a paper form. Now he just recently he's announced, what isn't it called, like the McAfee Freedom Crypto or something like that?
No, I don't know the name. Every time he's shill, I just stop paying attention.
Because
I don't stop paying attention to him. It's just McAfee's all over the place. He's kind of crazy. He's an erratic dude. He's going to come up with some ideas, and he's going to run down some paths, and then he's going to say, hey, that's not a good path. I'm not going to go down that. And as an engineer, you have to do that. See, to some extent, he thinks like I do. It's like, I will start something, and sometimes you get halfway into the program, and you realize, unfortunately, there isn't enough computing power in the universe to solve this particular problem, so I'm going to have to put this aside. And that's a normal part of engineering. Not everything comes to fruition.
There's more from CCN.com story about McAfee saying to the government, leave him alone or he'll release 31 terabytes of data. It seems that, McAfee posted the tweets while sailing around his yacht in Cuba. Here's another tweet from McAfee. And you know he's drinking heavily, right? Like when, because...
He's McAfee.
Yeah, when you see pictures of him...
Almost his dogs.
He's always got, like, a bottle of liquor in one hand, right? Like, in a lot of the photos, especially the ones on his boat. So, here's what he says. Quote, leave me the F alone or go down with the corruption you have embraced because I will effing bury you if you continue. Doubt me at your own effing risk. And here he's talking to the U.S. federal government goons. You just got to love this guy. It's unclear how McAfee reconciles his desire to be left alone. Now, by the way, this is obviously editorializing on the part of CCN. So it says here, it's unclear how he reconciles his desire to be left alone with the fact that he's running for president in the United States. In January, McAfee announced his presidential bid several weeks after proudly declaring that he's a tax evader. Unlike his rivals, McAfee has an unexpected slogan. Don't vote McAfee.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
He's stealing your ideas, Rich.
Not really. I was just thinking it would be interesting if somebody endorsed McAfee in exile as being the true government, the true president in exile of the United States. That's what they did with Maduro's rival. That's right. What Trump did with Maduro's rival. So, okay, I'm going to officially recognize John McAfee as the true president in absentia of the United States on his yacht. I pledge to you, John, my life, my fortune, and my sacred honor if you can get these pigs off my back.
John McAfee, our president. going on here, like many Bitcoin enthusiasts, McAfee is a libertarian who believes in small government, unfettered political freedom, and personal autonomy. See, McAfee candidly confessed that he has no solutions to the nagging problems that plague the United States. Moreover, he insisted that any politicians who claims they have answers are lying. We'll continue with more. Your calls and thoughts are... Oh, wait, no calls.
Matt,
we can't take calls. Never mind. We're here live. We're live. Semi-live, at least. We're recorded live here at...
We don't know what we're doing,
at ForkFest. It's going to get better over the weekend, too. Trust me.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. That's according to President Trump in a tweet. The president also says that she'll be returning to her home state of Arkansas and adds he hopes that she runs for governor. Sanders has been serving as press secretary since the summer of 2017. President Trump spoke about the First Step Act at the White House on Thursday, where he says it's important to give former prisoners a second chance in the workforce.
America wins when citizens with a criminal record can contribute to their communities as law-abiding members of our society. When former inmates come home, the single most important action we can take is to help them find a really, really good job where they love the job, they want to go there, and they're making a lot of money.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pointing the finger at Iran for attacks in the Gulf of Oman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm fruits and babies, and da-da-da-da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2019. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about this event. That is a decentralized website, meaning that anybody can start a ForkFest website. I just happened to start one. But you can do one, too, if you don't think mine's that good. And I'm not saying it's the best, but it's there. That's the nice thing about ForkFest is nobody's in charge. There's nobody here to tell anybody else what to do, besides, I guess, the campground owner. But he's pretty hands-off, all things considered. In fact, I saw him driving away when we were pulling in here tonight. He's a nice guy. We'll pull Crosby over here when we get the chance, and if we see him walking by, which I'm sure we will, at some point here this weekend. By the way, joining you today, because we are recording in the afternoon, and it's a chilly one here at Rogers Campground, I'm Ian.
I'm the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
I'm Vincent.
And Vincent, you're a little chilly over there?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just wearing a T-shirt underneath.
Are you really?
German surplus poncho.
So we're here. We'll continue talking cryptocurrency because that's been the theme here throughout most of the day. There's one more quote, I think, from John McAfee in the story from CCN, which I think that stands for Cryptocurrency News. I've never actually found that out. But let me go back to that story from CCN. It's about John McAfee basically challenging the federal government goons, saying, if you keep coming after me, I'm going to release 31 terabytes of dirt, on your politicians. And then when talked about being a politician, because or when talked to about being a politician, because McAfee is trying to get the Libertarian Party's nomination for president, for their presidential nomination, and that's not going to happen, I think, until like a year from now, basically. So it's going to be a while before the Libertarian Party decides who they want to be their candidate.
I think it's going to be, the convention's going to be sometime in May in Austin.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
You're going?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, you poor bastard.
I'm going to go to 6th Street. Going to party it up. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
It's a fun city to visit.
Visit some friends in UT.
It's a fun. I enjoy visiting Austin. I wouldn't want to live there, though. I'm
going to try and track down Alex Jones.
Good luck. He didn't respond when I was there. I sent his producer an email when I went there last year for a crypto arts festival saying, hey, I'm in town. Because we've had Alex Jones on the show in the past, and we've been on Alex's show. So it's not like I was coming in starting at zero. And I sent an email to his producer, and they never got back to me.
I'll just camp out at the Golden Corrals, and eventually I'll find him.
He likes to show up there?
No, it's just like, you know, the greasiest Texan type of food I can imagine.
There was some bar or some restaurant he went to where he got heckled out of the place, didn't he?
Well, he got heckled as he was leaving.
Oh, was
he? You're right. He was but that's his reason for like he decided to leave. It's not because they were doing it. He said they were like screaming and yelling and just harassing him.
So, back to McAfee, he has confessed he has no solutions to the problems that plague the United States and insisted that politicians who claim they do have answers are lying. Quote, do not ask me about immigration, foreign relations, education, etc. I have no idea. Those claiming that they do are lying to themselves, or if not, they are purposely lying to you. And he's right. And that's what people, you know, that's what people do inherently know about politicians, but they keep, for whatever reason, every 4 years, they just sort of put it aside and they just buy into whatever crap they're spewing.
Have you read Atlas Shrugged?
I have not.
There's a character in it who makes a point of being a playboy named... his name doesn't matter. It turns out that it's actually the reason that he's doing this is because his way of going on strike. And I wonder if that's what's going on with John McAfee, if he just realized that, you know, the game was so rigged, there is no point in playing anymore, so he's just going to literally play.
I have no idea, but he is fun, though. He certainly is fun to watch and entertaining, and I expect the entertainment from John McAfee will continue. For however many years that man has left on the planet, he will continue, because he's in his mid-70s.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, and he's still in good shape.
Long may he wave.
I hope so, too.
I'd much rather him have another year of life than Clinton or Trump.
Absolutely. So that's the story there from CCN.com. There is more that I have, though, about cryptocurrency. We're here freezing our butts off at at this episode of ForkFest 2019. We're going to tell you more about this event as it continues to develop. There's really not much to say. There's not many people to talk to. We've had a few folks stop by and say hello, and some of our listeners have dropped in, which has been cool, and I suspect we're going to see more of you guys when you come by and see us here at Rogers Campground. You can still reserve your campsite or RV site or motel room if you prefer, and come up and join us. There's a whole weekend to come, and in fact, we're going to see, I'm sure, more food vendors showing up, likely as probably by Saturday would be my guess. We're going to see a handful more at that point. But it was like you were saying earlier, Rich, we don't know what to expect.
Yeah, and the thing is, the one thing that I do know to expect is that there are going to be people up here who want other people around. So even if you can't afford your own campsite and you're thinking, oh, I'm in New Hampshire and I wish I could go, but I can't afford, you know, $72 a night or whatever they're charging for a site.
No, it's only $29.
Yeah, 72 is for an RV spot.
Okay, that sounds right.
So, you know, but just come. We'll find a place for you to sleep.
I mean, you know, that's how it's always worked here.
Just bring your tent. You're not crawling into bed with me.
No.
But we'll find a place for you to pitch your tent.
The right person could crawl into bed, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's going to be all sorts of perverts.
You never know who you're going to meet at Fortress.
You never know
right?
what you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly. So let's continue here on more on the cryptocurrency world. There's some other not so good news, and we talked about John McAfee, and that's entertaining for sure. On the downside of things, there's apparently new regulations that may be coming into play, according to Bloomberg.com. I have never heard of this group, but apparently there is the Financial Action Task Force. Have you heard of them?
Sounds like something out of a G.I. Joe cartoon.
I hate them already.
Yeah. According to the story here, Bitcoin and its fellow cryptocurrencies have surged in popularity, partly because they've offered a way to skirt the government oversight exercised over traditional financial systems. Well, get ready to kiss much of that autonomy goodbye, according to Bloomberg. Now, is that true or not? We'll find out. But on June 21st, the Financial Action Task Force, a multi-government effort that develops recommendations for combating money laundering and financing of terrorism, which is, of course, what they always, you know, put around all these various different money laundering programs that, we got to stop the terrorists.
Even though the government's the number one money launderer in the world.
The number one terrorist in the world as well.
Well, yeah, it steals everyone's money and then, you know, puts it through and puts it to their own purposes.
Well, right, and terrorism, when you look up the definition of it, is the use of violence to achieve a political goal.
Yeah.
Like, that's what all governments do everywhere. The Financial Action Task Force is meeting later this month, and it's apparently their recommendations are followed by 200 countries, including the United States. They will publish a note that will clarify how participating nations should oversee virtual assets, according to their spokes bureaucrat in an email.
So this is what they frequently do when they want to make a move that's like incredibly unconstitutional or shady or illegal, is they do it through treaty first, just to get people, you know, just to put the groundwork in. It was like that with the war on drugs. They had the U.S. adopted the U.N. plan for it. It's like that
really?
With firearms. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's absolutely globalism.
I didn't know that came from the U.N.
Absolutely, yeah.
The new rules will apply to businesses working with tokens and cryptocurrencies, such as exchanges and custodians and crypto hedge funds. Much depends on how the rules, long governing traditional bank wire transfers, will be interpreted and applied by country-specific regulators, but they are, quote, one of the biggest threats to crypto today. This according to Eric Turner, who is a researcher at Messari Incorporated. He says further, their recommendation could have a much larger impact than the SEC or any other regulator has had to date. So the question is, guys, and we can address this coming up here in moments, is this going to kill cryptocurrencies? Will the 200 governments of the world teaming up successfully be able to stop this? We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We are freezing. We're tired. We want to go home.
I'm not tired.
I don't want to go home.
But I want to go somewhere warm. Absolutely. Like the cool bar down the street that takes cryptocurrency here that started taking crypto last year during ForkFest. And I spoke with the owner a couple weeks ago. She says, sadly, no one has spent cryptocurrency since last year. And as I understand it, there's now a new group here in the North Country, a new crypto meetup group. And they told me they will actually likely be scheduling some meetups at said bar/restaurant. And so they do have some very good food. It's a little pricey, but then again, you're in the middle of nowhere, so good food is probably going to be a little bit pricier. But you can actually pay for your food and pay for your drinks with cryptocurrency, which is super cool. So that's probably where we're going to go immediately after this. It's Ian, Rich, and Vincent in our little remote studio at the LRN tent at Site 59 here at Rogers Campground for ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party where you can learn more about this event, which hopefully will be warming up as the weekend goes on. By the way, I do want to say thank you to Robert Mayer, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier, for supporting what we do here on Free Talk Live through the AMP program. And also Jay, who is a silver amplifier with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is for $5 a month, you can help support Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency as well to radio listeners across the United States on now over 200 radio stations. So thank you to Robert Mayer and Jay, who are helping support that.
You can join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with Bitcoin BTC. You can do it with PayPal and also, of course, credit cards. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, the Financial Action Task Force, according to Bloomberg, is plotting to destroy cryptocurrencies. They have 200 countries that will enact whatever bureaucratic nonsense that they come up with. And can they do it? Can they take down crypto?
Individual cryptos, yes. Can they take down the concept? No, the concept is an idea. Ideas are bulletproof.
Well, they can't even really take down individual cryptos because, like with Bitcoin, there's 10,000 nodes. How are they going to stop all 10,000 of them?
Well, I mean, they don't necessarily have to stop all of the nodes. They have to stop it from being a viable system or stop it from being useful.
Right.
And then because the value of Bitcoin is based on Bitcoin being useful.
Good
so
point.
Anything that stops it from being useful. If they made it illegal for bricks and mortar shops to take the stuff, then that would change things. Now, you could still use it on the internet, and they can't entirely shut that down, but it would be relegated to a smaller market segment. Then again, it might do better in that market segment if it wasn't trying to cater to corporate interests and incorporate KYC and all
KYC
sorts
means
of nonsense.
Know your customer.
Maybe it's for the best that cryptocurrencies in corporate America go their separate ways, which is what the effect of this would be. You know, you're not going to stop the guy who's selling weed for crypto from taking crypto by making the crypto illegal, because the weed's illegal already. You know? But that's not going to get you necessarily. But Amazon.com will not take it. Microsoft will not take it if it's illegal.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, definitely having it being available in exchanges makes it easier for people to access it. And if it's harder for them to get their hands, their digital hands, if you will, on crypto, that could affect the price. It will definitely affect the availability. If you have to buy it person to person, it's going to be a lot harder to acquire it.
Absolutely. And the other thing is a mining problem. I mean, if they made the declaration that the entire concept of crypto was, if they just made it money laundering, which they could do by simply passing laws,
they could
say the whole thing is a conspiracy to launder money. So we're just going to outlaw the whole mess. If that happens, then it's definitely problematic. Problematic for us because any miner could be. It would be like starting the war on crypto as like the war on drugs, and it would have to be fought by the same means, and a lot of people would be killed. A lot of people would go to prison.
Here's some more information about the story or about what they say may happen. They say the guidelines will require companies. Now, I don't know how they know this, considering the meeting hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen on the 21st of this month. But they're saying the guidelines they come up with will require companies ranging from exchanges like Coinbase and Kraken to asset managers Fidelity Investments to collect information about customers initiating transactions of over $1,000 or 1,000 euros, as well as details about the recipients of the funds, and to send that data to the recipient service provider along with each transaction. I don't even understand how they can possibly accomplish this, given the way that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies work. With Bitcoin,
right,
it's a public blockchain, meaning the blockchain is the ledger that is this decentralized ledger that's behind everything, behind Bitcoin and behind a lot of these other cryptocurrencies. When I've got an account on Kraken, and I've had an account on Coinbase and a lot of these other exchanges, and when you withdraw from the exchange, you're giving them an address and saying, I want to withdraw to this address. They don't know what the address is for. They don't know if the address is for your personal wallet or if the address is for somebody else's wallet. They have no idea. How are they going to find that out?
Well, it may well be that the whole intention is not to, because it may well be that what they want to do is usher in their own crony coins, where it's like
everything is controlled and monitored.
Exactly. Everything is built to be controlled and monitored. And that's the business model that is promoted by Ripple. everything is controlled and monitored. So how do inferior products make it to market? They have the government take out the superior products.
Right.
And that could be what's going on here. This could be the beginning of the attempts to regulate the crypto market into only the cronies make money and not the nobodies.
While that may sound simple, according to the story, compliance will be costly and technically difficult. According to the chief compliance officer at Bittrex, which has about $58 million worth of daily trading volume, after all, wallet addresses on digital ledgers are anonymous. That's the point I just made. So, an exchange currently has no way of knowing who the recipient of the funds is.
Well, the answer to that is don't use an exchange. Buy your Bitcoin from your buddy. Sell your Bitcoin to your buddy. There's a lot better ways than going out and trading on these exchanges.
So here's what this is, again, the Bittrex chief compliance officer. Here's what he says. Quote, it's either going to require a complete and fundamental restructuring of blockchain technology, which is what you said there, Rich, the idea of, well, if we can't have Bitcoin on here, we might as well have Fedcoin.
Right.
You know, or it's going to require a global parallel system to be sort of constructed among the 200 or so exchanges in the world. You can imagine difficulties in trying to build something like that. That sounds incredibly scary and Orwellian. Wow.
And the thing is, nobody would use it.
Everyone would have to use it. It's like in Sweden, many places are cashless. So that's just like, you know, obviously it's not much, but it's a step towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone has all these different credit cards. Soon it's going to be like only one system, like a government cryptocurrency.
That's what they
UN.
Want.
Exactly.
The
world
government.
Yeah.
One world currency. Yeah, I mean, essentially this is trying, it does seem like they're trying to push crypto out, but that is essentially going to kill these exchanges. I don't know what they're going to do. I hope that, it's hard to really say exactly how this is going to pay out. But
again, the answer is decentralized.
Right.
You know, exchanges can be sued.
And there are decentralized exchanges that have been coming out. So this may move more purchases to those decentralized exchanges because right now the existing exchanges are convenient, right? Like they're there. They work pretty well. It's not that hard to get into them. But if it becomes much more difficult to get into them and it gets to the point where, well, crap, you can't even use Bitcoin or you can't buy Bitcoin on the exchanges anymore. And then you got the decentralized exchanges like BISC, B-I-S-Q is one of them, saying, oh, hey, we're over here. You can trade here. Nobody's in charge. That would be the way to go.
Is, who needs an exchange? Why not just send a tweet saying, I'm looking to sell some of this?
Because that's public.
Well, so you're looking to sell some of it.
But if it becomes a crime to do that.
Now, if it's a crime, that's a different thing. But right now, it's not a crime to independently create. And even in their In their scheme, it sounds like it would be only the exchanges that would really be participating. Or
so
is that not the case?
It looks like they want the exchanges are apparently, according to the story, already discussing how to set up this sort of global parallel system. This according to somebody, the attorney for Kraken. So this is some scary stuff. We don't have time to get any further into it, and there's really not that much to know yet. They haven't actually come out with the official rulemaking nonsense. So this is one to keep an eye on for sure. We'll see you tomorrow. More from ForkFest then. Go to ForkFest.party in the meantime. It's Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.